Welcome to This Week in Fast Pitch, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the latest news, insights, and analysis from the world of fast pitch softball. Powered by 643, we bring you the stories behind the scores, the personalities behind the players, and the strategies behind the game. Whether you're a fan, a coach, or a player, we've got you covered with expert analysis and insider information. So sit back, relax, and get ready for a deep dive into the world of fast pitch softball. This is This Week in Fast Pitch, powered by 643, with your hosts, Jimmy Thomas and Kevin Bednoski.
All right, here we go. We are back.
Can you just turn my mic off before we start?
I think that would be
a wise decision moving forward.
Mute.
Yeah, I can't help but cough.
We are so excited to be back. We've taken a little time off after our whirlwind media day previews. So we're now 2+ weeks for some into the season, and we're excited to be back with our new TWIF episode. We are, as always, joined by my co-host, the one, the only, the early leader in the clubhouse for Coach of the Year, Mr. Jimmy Thomas.
I don't know about that, but thank you, sir.
All right.
4-0.
Not bad.
All right.
4-0 playing tonight.
And truly going to earn his title of executive producer for today's episode, the CEO, co-founder, and man behind the glass, Mr. Matt Cook.
Yeah, I'm gonna produce the hell out of this thing today. first time ever.
We are going to do a series this year, and this was sort of the genesis behind This Week in Fast Pitch, very much like This Week in Baseball back in the 80s, and where we actually highlight plays and players from this early part of the season. We'll try to continue to do this throughout. Again, the goal has always been to spotlight players and spotlight teams and spotlight schools. So we're going to give this a try, and we're going to wing this one a little bit and see how it goes. And we want you to have your submissions, right? So if you go to 643.com/TWIF-highlights, you can submit your highlight and blooper.
Yeah,
we got a few of those we're going to talk about today as well. So
defensive plays, offensive plays, game-winning hits, you know, alike.
But again, if you don't send your stuff in,
we can't do it.
So the more submissions, the better the show will be. So send them in.
Right.
Yeah, so, and I think you said something very important, Kevin, which is these are highlights. We are focused on highlights for these kids. We're trying to elevate these players. We're trying to elevate the game. This is all about positivity. We do know that there's always a winner and loser on both sides. That's part of the game. But we're focused on highlighting the key plays and really elevating the players in this community.
Hey, listen, if somebody hits a bomb, somebody's got to give it up.
That's right.
It's like you said in our sort of pre-production, right?
Like you get posterized, you get dunked on.
This is what it is.
Pitchers, let me just break it down. It's not the first home run you'll give up, and it's certainly not going to be the last one you're ever going to get up. Right. Just like if you make an error, you strike out, it's never going to be the first, or the last. All right, what do you got for us to kick off with?
Actually, before we dive in, I was just going to do a quick little plug on franchise, and I know we announced it online and with a press release, but here officially on TWIF, we do have a new franchise that was awarded for Fairfax, Virginia. Won't go through all of the names of the wonderful investment team that has come up here, but we're excited about it. That is well underway, and no real firm dates yet, but it's exciting. We're also getting a little bit closer to another one down south in Richmond, Virginia, and we've got activity really pretty much all over the country, which is exciting. So stay tuned for more news there.
We've been listening, right? Fairfax has been asking for a while, and we listened, and we made our way out there, so that's super exciting.
Yeah, we got a very diverse and wonderful team, one of whom is part of that investment crew, who is started out as a trainer here just a few years ago. So kind of exciting to see that path. Yeah, indeed.
Shout out KK.
So we got a decent number of submissions in this first round. We've narrowed it down to, I think, about five, mostly offensive plays. And I think we have one. Actually, no, I don't think we have a defense. Oh, no, we do have one defensive play in here. Yeah, who also happens to be one that hit a hit a jack. But so we're going to go through this, not in any particular order, but we did get a submission from player Ava Lomelin. And correct me if I say anybody's name wrong, guys. But,
that is accurate as far as I'm concerned.
I believe Ava is a member here at 643 and committed to St. Bonaventure. And in her very first bat of the season, bat number one, always exciting, she hits one out. So let me see if I can pull this up and we'll go through it here. Here's the Lomelin, and I think we'll hopefully you'll be able to see this on the YouTube side. You might hear some background noise here, but first at bat, Ava smokes one.
Oh wow,
smokes one to left center.
That looked like it might have been heading towards the scoreboard, or maybe over
right over the scoreboard. Yeah.
Kind of whole team coming out.
No doubter off the bat.
Yeah, that was one of those
high five from the coach on the third base.
Not the high. Epic home run. That one got out in a hurry.
Yeah, it wasn't towering. And I wasn't sure, not sure if she knew it right off the bat. We're playing it here again. Yeah, she sees it, but she takes off, right?
Yeah,
she's
not
totally sure.
Yeah, she thinks that might be a double.
She gets two steps around first, and then it's like, I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, she knew it.
Yeah, she got that one on a line for sure. Yeah,
and I believe her commitment is pretty recent, so congratulations to her on her commitment to St. Bonaventure. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, little fist pump and chest pump there at the end. Not a great celebration here with the team at the end. Just kind of, you know.
Pretty standard.
Well, it was the first at-bat of the year in the first game. So
they weren't
ready. Maybe they just hadn't planned it out yet or something.
Half the girls didn't even have their jackets off yet.
Yeah. They're just figuring out. But, yeah, what a way to start off the season, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you
look at Blue. Look at Blue stepping out.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. We'll probably talk a little bit about the umpires today.
I don't know.
Priscilla who?
No, that's pretty good mechanics right there.
Yeah.
He got out there quick. Where's the field guy? Oh, I see him. Let's see if he makes a move. No, that's the umpire. Plate umpire's call. Plate umpire's call all the time, I guess,
all
right?
The time. Yeah, mechanic, just if you care, right? You know, so if you're the field umpire, ball goes out, you come in.
Yeah.
That's the mechanic.
All right. Well, he did his job. We got the girl coming back here. First one out, by the way, on deck
hit. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Two-run shot, boom, running.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty sweet.
Make sure you submit your form and get your plaque on the wall.
For the commitment wall.
Is she not up there? I don't think she's up yet.
I feel like she is. She is. She's next to second one up over there between the two Virginia Techs.
Yeah, I think most of the girls are pretty quick about getting that thing in these days.
Yeah, I think she's up there. Yeah,
and if you aren't aware, if you're a member here or a former member here, you can submit when you do commit to go to play on a college, you can submit that, and we'll put a little graphic on the wall for you. So anyway,
awesome. Great way to start the season. Good job, Ava.
Yeah. All the way around. I think everybody handled that one well in that clip. Pretty good.
She hits pretty high in the lineup, I think, for them too. Right. So
yeah,
that was like,
that's
right off the
PVI.
Jump.
Is that where we are? PVI?
No, that was Valley.
That was Valley?
Loudoun Valley.
Oh, were they playing PVI?
They might've been playing PVI because they played a football game score. At some point earlier this year, it was like 19-10 or something.
Well, I played Valley the other night, and I it was pretty chilly, and I said, Mike, are you gonna always go for two, or are you gonna kick the extra point? Or we're always going for two.
Okay, yeah, it was at PVI. But speaking of PVI, Sean and I got to throw out a first pitch there.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
I threw a dart.
Where is the video for said?
We haven't gotten it out yet. We're gonna put it out there. But it was such a nice thing of Jeff Torres and the whole group over there. I mean, it was a nice little celebration of 643 and a really, really humbling experience. My first pitch I've ever thrown out. There was only two people or so in the crowd, so it wasn't like a.
So if you bounced it, you weren't gonna get riled.
Well, I was really hoping for like a dirt ball. spike one in there. Who's a famous
Baba Booey number two.
Baba Booey's a
Baba
bad one. There's a lot of them.
50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Yeah, 50. That's the one I was
We could do a
for.
Whole podcast on that.
We probably could. So this is the honest to God truth. I hadn't thrown a ball in a year or more, maybe a couple of years.
So you and Sean or just you?
Both of us.
Ooh, did you go from the rubber or did you move up?
No, we went from, we were just inside the circle.
Did you leg kick? Did you go from the stretch?
You know what? I had. You want to see?
Yeah, I want to know.
Back to first.
Do you want to see the video?
Yeah, come on. Let's go.
Bob Feller wind up?
No. So
I
did contemplate. Oh, crap. Where'd she send it?
You should have,
it's in one of those right there.
Knock Sean down.
I don't
think
it is. Let's see if it's in one of here. Yeah, we're doing this on the fly. I didn't prep for this. If I can find it, we'll find it. But, yeah, that's the crew and the picture. See if we had the video in here.
Here we go.
Wait. Is that it?
You missed it. Back.
Who are they playing?
Backup one.
This is the
Bishop
end of it.
Ireton, so maybe it's,
no, they were playing a team from Maryland.
St. Mary's Riken, I think.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's a haul.
Oh, throwing out the first pitch.
Here we go. All right, let's go. Yeah. Fast forward
so there,
a little bit.
So there's another version of this that's a better angle.
Yeah, of course.
Sean looks
it's
nervous.
Your, it's got
did,
your good.
Listen to it. You hear she's like pitching 6-4-3.
Nice.
All right. All right.
You know what's good, the right? underrated, but you going out there and throwing the first pitch without a glove on? It can mess up your equilibrium, man.
Yeah.
It, like, you're not
equal
used to
opposite, well, baby.
Yes,
equal and
it's,
opposite.
It's not
right.
easy.
Oh, shoot. At Here. That point right there, I was contemplating still. Sorry. I was contemplating whether I was going to go full windmill. Right?
What?
Yeah.
That's
what
that's
it was
that,
too
that
far.
Risking.
That was too far.
That would have been gutsy.
From 15 feet, I would have done it.
All right, here we go.
Inside the circle.
All right. Hold on a sec. Okay. Oh, all right. Strike.
Okay. I'm going to give you
inside
a 6
corner.
Out of 10 on the whole thing front to back.
Catcher received that very nicely, though.
Yeah, well, I was looking for inside corner.
Oh. A little down and in.
See, he's really, like a 12-6 curveball,
yeah,
like over
yeah,
the top there.
Yeah, he really came over the top of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in both y'all's leg kicks. When you go first pitch, you have to bring the leg kick to the party.
My heart was pounding.
Didn't you see Nolan Ryan? He went like
you
91
said
miles
two,
an hour.
There were two people in the stands.
I wasn't finished with that story. There was only two people in the stands. And still, my heart was pounding.
Jeez.
No, I couldn't imagine doing that in front of 45,000 people, though. Seriously. From the mound. Like, I feel differently about 50 Cent now.
Yeah.
But yes. how about post 9/11 George Bush with the flak jacket on and everything?
Yeah,
he just, like, dialed that sucker
he had no
right
nerves.
In.
Yeah. He was ready for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's move on
what do we
to
got?
Numero dos. So this one is pretty sweet. We got a couple like this. This is amazing. So Kristen Doval?
Doval, yep.
Doval, Kristen Doval. I think she's a member here also. I'm so
also from Loudoun
names.
Valley.
From Loudoun Valley. Not committed yet, but this is a grand slam in the bottom of the sixth inning that tied the game.
Oh, wow.
I mean, pretty impressive, right? So let me pull this one
awesome.
Out and take a look. Let's see. Kristen right here.
Who are they playing?
It's
Indy.
Oh,
Stevie.
Here we go. Oh, let's back this up just a bit. So we got a 7-3 score.
All right, 7-3 in the sixth.
1-2 count, one out.
Bottom of the sixth.
Yeah.
1-2 count.
Bottom of the sixth.
And ba-boom.
Didn't look like it off the bat right away, but the thing just carries
just
to right
carried.
Center.
Oh, she got
arms
the
go.
Oh,
she's
oh,
going
oh, in
nuts. Yeah, they're going nuts.
All right, now see, this is the now Valley. I mean, this is their second game of the season, so they got their celebration figured out.
They figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, this one's also probably a tad bit more emotional, like you were saying. First pitch, first at bat, or whatever.
Yeah.
You're not quite ready for it. Here, you're down 4.
Right.
Holy crap.
Okay, hold on a second. Are we talking? What's with the helmets? Is this the video?
That's the video. They're white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
They look blue.
They look blue.
Oh. Watch the umpire. Is he watching? He's not really out doing much.
That's
is he watching
great.
The home plate? He's trying to.
He's asleep.
He's looking through the feet.
He's asleep.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Good for Kristen.
Oh, look. Who's the third base coach?
Mike.
All right. He's getting down low for this one.
Oh, yeah. It's big. Oh, look at her
then
turning.
He comes up. Hold
hey,
on,
slow down,
up.
Honey. Slow down a little bit. Come on. Enjoy the moment.
The team is fired up, though.
What's this girl holding her coat up
so
for?
They have
look
a. Yeah. So they have a, you know,
oh,
the Vikings.
The
that's their cloak. Like the Viking things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they played some like Game of Thrones music after she hit that.
So if we do a best celebrations, this one we might get a cloak. Huh?
Well, don't forget, she came around first and threw both hands up in the air.
She did. Yeah. Let's go back and take a look at that one.
As soon as she hits
her head's up.
As soon as it clears.
So she thinks it might go out off the bat.
Yeah. She's and then she hits
a little bit of a trot already.
It went around and now it's like full blown.
Boom.
Let's go. Yeah. She carried
him
for a while too.
Oh, she kept him up. That is nice.
Good for her.
First base coach, how we doing?
Yeah.
She's
like,
on her. Hey, you hit it out.
Make sure you touch first. Touch first base.
Oh, look, yard sale. She's like dropping all this stuff.
Oh, good.
First base coaches have the worst job. They got to look how much stuff she has in her arms.
Well, listen.
Well, that's
like she's dropping everything.
Here's my issue, right? Girl hits a triple the other night and gives me her arm shield. I'm 260. She's about 115 pounds. I can't tie that thing to my arm. Or my leg, or wherever. I don't have anything to do.
Yeah,
I'm like, got it on my hand.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. It's a mess.
Yeah. But I mean, you could end up with like 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah,
and then you got a shin guard.
No, you know what my move
then
is.
Then you're dropping them like she was.
You know what my move is on those. So if I'm standing in third and I've got a bunch of them, If the girl hits the girl that hits you the home run as she's rounding third, I'm like tossing her away. Go take
him
back
on
to
a
the
second. Hold on a second. Maybe this is a like a testimony to Riverside softball. But you're coaching third and holding on to these. Usually they drop them off on their way. Like
well, they
hit
triples.
Single. That's what
they
I'm saying.
They just hit triples.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we already know that
Charlotte has five triples in five games.
They throw him to him. They like when she's rounding third on her home run trot. Yeah. They're like here, coach.
They're
take
like
this.
Hold my shit, Kevin. I hit another bomb.
It's always we always have to bring up Riverside.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
Nah, you don't. You love that target on your back.
No, I know you do. We are the underdog. Jimmy's the favorite.
Mm-hmm. All right, we actually have two from this next individual.
Oh, where are they from?
We won't say the school name.
I did not submit.
This one is from a stud on the Riverside team, Marissa Skinner,
also
catcher.
Also a member.
There's actually a couple of them, but we're gonna show one offensively and one defensively for her. So this was a home run that I think put them up one in a tightly contested game. I don't know where did this
go ahead.
Where did this one finish?
You play it. So there's a little story behind this. What you're not seeing is what happened two pitches.
What happened here
before this?
Why is it like that?
I don't know.
She absolutely tanks.
Hold on, we cannot watch that.
No,
why is that
sideways?
I don't know.
Hold on, let me do it here because it wasn't sideways here. I don't think
it's fantastic production.
Yeah.
Well, this part was Kevin's fault.
This episode may
right,
never
is this
air.
It? Is this
yeah.
It?
Yeah. All
right,
so what you're not seeing before you hit play here, what you're not seeing is that two pitches prior to this, Marissa hits a ball just foul. But probably 30 feet farther than she hits this ball.
Yeah. And for some reason, they come back with the same pitch.
And two pitches later, they kind of put the same pitch on it, and she just absolutely murders this thing right over the foul pole.
All right, you're going to have to turn your head. Oh, jeez. Oh, shit. Watch. Oh, excuse
into
me.
Into the night.
That yes. is a bomb. But wait, the best part about this, I got to rewind this right away. You guys can't. I have to do it over here because I can't do slow motion on the other one, Kevin.
Okay.
Okay. But watch this, man. Watch the first step. I mean, she's not even running. I can't do it here. Let me do it. She jogs out of the box. Look.
Yeah. It's like, just take that. Yeah.
Oh my she God. Just had that feeling two pitches earlier. She knew what
she
it
knew
feels
exactly
like.
What it felt like.
Yeah. And by the way, in talking with the home plate umpire in between innings, he's like, I could have called that first one fair. Like, it was that close.
Oh,
like, it
really?
Just because both of them went over the foul. Like, she hit, that's a pretty tall foul
pole.
That's
easy to say after she hits one out.
Yeah.
You tell me that after.
Right.
She doesn't.
Now, but you guys also, there's a girl in here that has some sort of
a camera.
Cloakish thing.
No. She, so our celebration.
Right here, this thing? What does she got?
Oh, that's a baby in a cradle.
Well, which means what?
Well, that's just a mascot. Baby. But we've gotten rid of that mascot in lieu of now they decided they want to do the Insta Polaroid.
Yeah.
So we're doing the Insta Polaroid like the San Diego Padres
did
last year.
Where do you put the Polaroid?
They take a knee where she's coming down the third baseline. Yeah. Watch the girls behind the plate take a knee and they'll do like candid shot. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, it's sort of the post.
It's like the runway. Third baseline's like the runway. You're coming down and then it's just like catching you coming in.
Is this like what they do in football, the defensive
yes.
guys when
yes.
they catch it and they
yeah,
all run
yeah.
into the end zone?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. But not you hadn't implemented that
no,
at this
point.
No,
we ditched the one. Yeah, it came the next game.
All right. All right, everybody played their position right on. Let's watch the third base coach. Let's see what happens here.
Very subdued.
This is just another day at the park for him. Look at him.
Yeah,
look
right.
up. Yep, another home run. Look, he just casually. His hands don't even come out of
well,
the pockets.
Well, no, I do because I say it's fair because I just want to make sure that everybody knows that it's fair.
Okay.
And then I'm.
I can't see you.
Yeah. I'm very subdued. I always just do the low five.
Hold on. Let's try and get you. Let's see. Let me get you out of the way there. Let's see what he does. I mean, that was a towering shot.
Oh my God! Like Jimmy said, into the night, like just into the
majestic.
Darkness. It was just it was very.
It's been crazy this early in this season too, because we've had games with 30, 40 mile an hour winds.
Insane,
so you're either
right?
getting it in the face or it's going out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been crazy.
That was definitely the slowest trap
we've
heard
seen
so far.
You heard the siren.
You could hear the siren in the background. Siren. That's annoying.
She's she's had a few times to practice her
now,
trot.
Yes.
She also had another offensive one, not as good as that one that we're going to look at.
But that was a walk-off. She hit a walk-off two-run single to to win one for us.
She's got in the,
not
three
the same
bombs,
game,
though, right?
Different, different yeah. game.
Different game.
Different game. Walk off.
She,
okay.
Just, you know.
Marissa has three to start the year?
Yeah, I think so. And
Kaylee has two.
Kaylee's got two. Haley's got three.
All right, so here is Marissa. Let me make this.
This was just from last night, actually.
We played lovely night.
Yeah, great night.
It turned into a nice night.
Yeah, we played Madison last night. Another Washington Post top 10 school.
Nice, good matchup. How'd we end up?
We took care of business, but again, Marissa here, she's just a baller.
I mean, I think the key here is to watch her athleticism and fluidity. Right, she basically trips over her helmet, slides right up. Where are the runners? Ready to make a play?
Yeah,
just all action, right?
Yeah,
there.
she's athleticism. You know, just
yeah,
her
so this
awareness.
Is, to paint the picture for the listeners, this is a pop up foul behind the plate, pretty much heading back towards the fence, I'd say the backstop, and makes a beautiful sliding sort of diving catch. Almost lost it on the helmet.
Yeah.
Helmet didn't go far enough off to the side, kind of went behind.
So there's a runner on second base, and I believe there was only one out at the time. And the thing here is that it wasn't a very towering fly ball, right? It was a pretty loopy kind of fly ball straight back. So for her to be able to do this and have the awareness to sort of pop up and slide into it.
The attention to detail here, right? Just focus. I mean, her eyes never leave the ball. Not worried about that helmet, obviously. tumbles down and makes a terrific focused catch.
Yeah, pops right back up, checks that runner at
ready
second
to
base.
Go. I always have this thing. Catchers, they're such studs, all of them.
Yeah.
I see a kid back there, a girl playing in catcher, playing the position of catcher, and it's just it always stuns me every time. Just like they're so gritty and so tough.
That particular kid's just really fun to watch. Yeah. She plays the game the right way. She's
always
fun
with
to
a
watch.
Always with a smile. Always dirty. Always pumping up her teammates. Just
always dirty. Just rolling in the mud all the time.
Yeah. Great kid.
Yeah, I like watching her play.
Great.
Yeah,
kid.
I see her in her quite a bit, not shockingly. All right, let's see. I think we got a couple more here. So this next one is awesome.
I mean, this is great.
So this is another name I recognize. They've been with us probably since the Sterling days. This is Abby Mizell, and she's at Broad Run, a senior there.
And the thing you need to know before you play the clip here about Abby is Abby's coming back from major injury, right?
What was her injury?
So she had ACL, yeah. So I think she had knee, ACL. But she's coming back from major injury and just jumping right back into the swing of things, which is great.
This clip that we're going to show you here is another Grand Slam, and this one, the best variety, a walk-off Grand Slam. Yeah, so let's go ahead and hit play here and see what we got. Courtesy of Game Changer. Shout out to Game Changer.
Yeah.
And wind up.
She's in the trot immediately.
Yeah,
right.
Left fielder knew it. Left fielder kind of gave up on it, knew it, watched it sail over
her
head.
She got that barrel whip right there, man. That thing sure did. Yeah.
Wait, Danny, no high five at third base. Oh, Danny just let her go right by.
I literally have the chills. The other team's walking off the field. Unfortunate for them, but winners and losers, we know. But a grand slam home run to win the game. I'm not sure it gets any better than that, does it?
No, that's pretty special.
Let's watch that one more time. Bases are jacked. This is true. This makes it a grand slam. Little inside pitch. Gets out ahead.
She turned on
it. Yeah, she turns on it and just rips it over.
Look at the on-deck batter, Matt. Rewind and watch number 9. She doesn't even watch the ball. Reagan. Watch her come into the screen.
Reagan. Reagan Troy right there.
That's Reagan.
Oh,
yeah, shocker.
Awesome.
Yeah, doing a dance.
That is awesome.
Awesome.
I got to see that again. She comes into the screen. The ball's not even out of the park yet.
Not
she's
even watching.
Hands down. Like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
She got some swag.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Definitely.
Good job.
Very, very good. Very nice. Everybody played their part well there.
Nice.
And here's another little tidbit about this. This was her second home run of the game.
Yeah.
She hit a home run earlier in the game.
Oh, no way.
Hits a home run earlier in the game and then walks it off with a grand slam at the end. Just insane.
I can't believe Danny's just chilling over there.
Yeah,
they hit
like,
a walk-off granny, and she's just chilling.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to that.
Watch Danny. She just walks in like it's no big deal. I used to do this at Stonebridge.
She went to the,
no.
She went to
she
the
went to Kevin, Broadway. And I used
oh
to
yeah,
this
not, e- not even a high five.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right? No. Just walking she's in. Just like, hey, I'm going
been
to
here
shake
before.
Hands.
Yeah.
Let's
been
go.
Here. Yeah, she's gone. She went to the Kevin Bednarski School of Swag. I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We've done this before.
Another day at the park.
Yeah, a little clap there at the end. Yeah. Very nice, man. That's incredible. Congrats.
Good for her.
Congratulations. Congrats. Yeah.
So we these were not the next two, I believe, were not submissions from umpires. They were submissions from
coaches.
From coaches. You know, we want to put some.
I'll throw it out there. So I submitted this one.
Which one do we start with?
This is Sim. This is my buddy Sim. I met him for the first time when we did when they did our game. He's an umpire.
This one or this
no,
one?
No, 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 that one.
This one.
Yeah. Yeah. And early in the ball game, and lucky for Sim, the umpire behind the plate that nobody really noticed during
the action.
Yeah, when it happened, no one knew. So all the commentary and all the discussion about this clip happened after the game because no one saw it live.
Really. All right, and this is a good one. So if you're watching, or if you're not watching, go watch.
Yeah, we'll put it up there.
So we won't even share. Oh, we can't tell you that Riley Thomas is at the plate, yeah. But that is not this. No.
If you've ever seen like kids do the bat spin, like at the carnival or at the thing, and you spin around the bat,
put your head on it,
then you try to run and you slowly run yourself into the ground. You know what I mean? That's kind of what Sim does
pitch.
Here.
Oh, smoke the ball! Oh. So he's right back up in the action, though. Right
kind
back
of.
Up. Look at him. Look, he is ready to make a call.
Hey, go slow motion on that. I think he trips over the catcher's leg, right?
Yeah. It was definitely not his fault. Yes. And by the way, disclaimer here. I think we are going to do an episode with umpires. Tremendous respect for umpires.
Oh, yeah.
What
oh,
they do,
gosh.
What they bring to our girls and our community. The
well, the funny thing is,
they take.
We have another umpire clip, and I sent this clip to my umpire buddies, which they returned with another umpire clip of another umpire.
So they love it.
So it's all in love. It's all in good fun.
So we do have another one, but we're going to slow mo this. By the way, I do want to give props to Riley. Beautiful swing, little lefty at the plate, big tall kid, just smokes this ball to.
Oh,
it was a little pop out. Maybe it wasn't as smoked as I thought it was.
No, it wasn't.
Smoked. Did it get down?
He got one hand.
No, sack fly.
Sack fly. Okay, I couldn't tell. It looked like it got down. So we got somebody on third.
Riley
hits
on
one to center. Center's charging. Apparently makes a catch. I can't see it from here. Riley takes off. But meanwhile,
but look,
the umpire's
blue.
His face.
Tries to get one hand down. Still has the mask in the left hand. I love that.
He did hang
still
on
has
to
the
mask.
Love
head
that. Pops up immediately. He's back engaged in the play. Still on the ground.
Look, right there, he could tell whether Riley tagged or not.
He just watching. Thrown the hand under the head right there. just watch the rest of the play.
Dude.
Like on the couch.
Kevin, you're right. He picks his head up to look at her foot.
Yeah.
I mean, the wherewithal of this guy. Do we know his name? Sim?
Sim. I thought it was Slim. I thought it was Slim after the game, but then the other umpires told me it was Slim.
Yeah, so he definitely sees her tag.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, now up
gets
to a knee.
To one knee, throws a little offline, no play at the plate, but he was ready.
Look at that position right there.
Look at that.
Looks like he never went down.
I know. I mean, what would have made this, the only thing that could have made this better.
That was great.
If she throws her out
and he punches her out
from a knee right there would have been
so
sick.
Oh, that would have been sweet. Or he tries to get up from that knee and then falls again onto the plate.
Yeah, and the best part is he takes this in good fun.
No, oh,
you know
great.
What I mean.
Yeah.
He gets up, dusts himself off a little
he's
bit.
He's like, okay, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah.
Now the next one, I don't know who the umpire
is. I've seen this woman a billion times.
The fall, she covers some ground.
Yeah,
like she probably covers 10 yards during the fall.
Yeah,
and
now we're getting a 2-for-1 here. Okay,
the players had to come help her.
We don't know who this is at the plate because
that's
this wasn't submitted. Well, this is Will Yao behind the plate?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Shout out to Will Yao.
Shout out Will submitting this video, actually.
Okay, it was Will. But the batter, because the batter actually smokes this ball, left center, bam.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
So she nails a double, but that's not the play. The play is...
She tried to get in. She tried to go from front trot to back
look,
pedal.
But look. She's got the feet up.
Yeah.
She's all in good.
Did you see her hit the ground with her hand when she was that watcher?
Yeah.
She like smacks the ground. Look at her.
And here comes the first baseman, like, oh, hell. Yeah. Do you want to get up now or you just want to lay down and
you
wait?
You
want
to hang out?
Let's just do this.
She turns to make sure that the runner touches first base.
Yep, everything good so far.
So she's turning it in.
Yep, sees her hit it.
It all goes to hell in the back.
Right here. Now she's making a spin move.
Great mechanics there.
Yep, looking good so far. But, oh, just catches the leg. Tries to recover. She's trying to recover.
Oh,
boom.
Scorpion. She got a little scorpion at the end.
She did get some scorpion in the end.
Yeah.
And then I think somewhat hilariously.
Then just sort of hangs out there for a second.
Right. Hits her hand on the ground and then waits for the team to come over to pick her up.
First base coach on the way.
The whole team's out there. God bless you, team, whoever you are.
Oh, then look, wait. Go back. Gosh. Watch the first base coach go backwards and trip over first base.
No.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh,
ow! I didn't even see that.
Oh,
if he would have gone down right there, that would have been awesome.
This is the greatest clip. If we have awards for clips, this wins it. We got a double off the bat.
Yeah.
One umpire goes down, and then a coach almost goes down.
So I believe
that
this is Forest
hilarious.
Park. The Forest Park Bruins.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm not sure who the other team is.
Well, guys, please, 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 we want your clips. We want your highlights. Again, you just go to 643.com/twiff-highlights. Fill out a quick Google form. All pretty simple to do.
Very easy.
We're going to do this every couple of weeks or so.
And highlights and also lowlights, right?
Yeah.
It's funny when people go down.
It
if
is
I
funny.
Fall down
I'm,
at some
I'm
point
laughing.
This year, I'm sending
I'm,
you a video.
Yeah,
I
if I
happens.
Do something like that, I'm sending it in, right?
I hope you do. Yeah. Yeah, definitely send these in. And, we are asking for permission for the people that do send these in. So if you're a coach or, parent of another player on your team, just make sure you have their permission to send it in before we share it out. But this was fun. I enjoyed it.
Well, we got a couple. I don't think we should end this. We don't have clips.
Okay.
But there's some other players that I think that we want to shout out.
For sure.
Through these first nearly 2 weeks of the season. First off, Abby Lane at Woodgrove. Pitcher, hitter, is absolutely destroying the competition in the circle.
Mm.
I think through.
Let me just run through this for a second. All right. So.
Now we're looking at what?
Oh my gosh.
Game
I don't
changer.
Even know how
game
far
changer.
I got to go back.
Well, you got to go back to almost the beginning of the season here.
All right. So, first game of the season, I'm not even going to tell opponents. Okay. 5 innings, 1 hit, 11 Ks. Second opponent. 5 innings, no hits, 13 Ks.
Mm.
Third opponent. 5 innings, no hits, 13 Ks.
3 games, 1 hit so far.
Fourth opponent. 7 innings, no hits, 15 Ks.
Good gracious.
Next opponent. 5 innings, 1 hit, 13 Ks.
My God, two.
And the
five.
Reason I'm not adding walks is because there are none.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable.
Last game, 7 innings, 2 hits, 16 Ks.
You think Justin's paying attention?
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
And probably all the other schools that blew it and let her go to George Mason because she, Abby Lane, tip the cap to you, baby. You are on a roll.
Yeah.
I believe if we dug into those a little bit more, two of those were perfect games.
Yeah. Wow. She was running on a 2 back-to-back perfect games and then threw a 1-hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sick.
That is crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Man, awesome. Congratulations.
And then we would be remiss if we didn't mention Cap, Caprice Bomar over at Briar Woods as unbelievable pitching numbers too, but has also hit 5 home runs in 5 games.
Oh yeah. She leads the district right now in bombs with 5 or this early in the season. So it just,
And great, wait a minute, where stuff. Is she? Where's she going?
App State.
App State, right.
But we're about a week and a half. We're just coming out of spring break. We're going to be jumping into district play, and it is going to be on.
Oh.
And these girls are just putting up some monster numbers. It's going to be a lot.
Yeah,
it's
by the way, I think we love the high school submissions and hope they keep coming. And it's a really sort of nice transition from all of the efforts in the preseason media days and all that kind of stuff to kind of catch up with these players and these coaches again. So definitely keep coming those in, but for the younger ones that are hitting the dirt too with travel ball coming up, we're taking anything and everything. So definitely submit. There's no guarantee that you'll get on. We had a few more than what we saw today. Also, some really quality submissions, but we'll probably do 5 or 6 or so of these every single week or something along those lines. But send them in. Any competitive you know, games that you're in, high school travel, otherwise.
Yeah, youth games, anything. Send them in. Send them in. So.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Shout out to Langley, too.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
They are off to an amazing start.
Yeah, amazing. He's a freshman pitcher.
Nora Jakes.
She hit two bombs, and I think she's thrown a no-hitter.
Yeah, they're off to an amazing start.
They were in here. Who's the
they
coach?
Were in
Nora.
Here.
Nora.
Their coach?
Their coach is...
Mike Sharkey.
Yeah. Mike Sharkey. Yeah.
So, yeah, another great...
Yeah, really cool.
Really great stuff. So, congrats to all of the teams that have gotten their seasons underway. I know we're at least in the local areas here. We're heading into spring break. So I know everybody would like that rest. And then we got a week worth of remaining non-district play. And then we kick it off the second week of April.
That's right,
awesome.
Baby.
That was fun, man. Yeah. Glad we did this. Hopefully we can keep it up.
Yeah. Super, super fun stuff. Well, for all of us here at This Weekend Fast Pitch, for Jimmy, Matt, and I, we love, love doing this for you guys. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, never forget, live life with a 3-1 count. Take care, everybody.
Peace.
See you.